You guys, have you heard about Squarespace? You must have, because I talk about it all the time. Their website has helped me with my businesses, but it will also help you grow your business. And it really does take the guesswork out of building a website. They have so many helpful and amazing tools, product features, and they make it so user-friendly. Now, one of our favorite product features is the Fluid Engine. With Fluid Engine, a next-generation website design system from Squarespace, it's never been easier for anyone to unlock unbreakable creativity. Start with a best-in-class website template and then customize every design detail with reimagined drag-and-drop technology for desktop or mobile. Stretch your imagination online with Fluid Engine, built in and ready to go on any new Squarespace site. Go to squarespace.com/drama for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, use offer code DRAMA to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. Okay, you guys, my husband and I are getting ready to celebrate the 15th anniversary of when we met. And we're kind of dorks about our anniversary and we love surprising each other. And so I'm really glad to have a place like Macy's where I can find something for the man who has everything. So if you're looking for your partner or your best friend or someone that you care very much about, like me, you're in luck because Macy's Friends and Family Sale is coming. And trust me, you don't want to miss it. You're going to get an extra 30% off brands that almost never go on sale, like Levi's, Calvin Klein, Tommy Hilfiger, Nike, Gap, Hotel Collection, Lego, and more. And 15% off beauty, makeup, and more. Plus, free shipping when you spend $25. It's April 25th through May 5th at Macy's.com and in-store. Get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant makes navigation a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while you're on the road. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation, compatible device and vehicle required.
Friends, it is the season of cheers. Shop the largest selection of wine, liquor, beer, mixers, and more delivered in as little as 1 hour.
Oh, that's so easy. Mini Bar Delivery brings the wine and liquor store to the palm of your hand. As featured in Rolling Stone, People, the New York Times Magazine, their app is loaded with party essentials, gifts, cocktails, entertaining tips, and the perfect finishing touch to any life moment.
And you'll get $10 off your first minibar delivery order with code IHEART. Get minibar delivery on the go, available on iOS or Android.
Is it hoarding if it's boots? I don't think so. A woman can never have too many pairs of boots. It's the perfect gift for your loved ones and for yourself. So this festival and concert season is all about boots. Everybody has to show up in style. And Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert with all your friends. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
First of all, you don't know me.
We're all about that high school drama girl, all about them high school queens. We'll take you for a ride in our comic girl,
drama girl,
cheering for the right team.
Drama queens, drama queens,
smart girl, rough girl, fashion, but you're tough girl. You could sit with us, girl.
Drama queens, drama queens, drama queens. Drama, drama queens, drama queens.
Hey!
Hey, welcome back to the show, guys. Listen.
Sophia's on my Instagram right now showing me the Dyson hair wrap that Hillary...
Yeah, the air wrap.
Why does your... Oh, the air wrap.
Yeah.
Air wrap.
It's a hair wrap,
why
air wrap.
This is not an ad, honestly.
Just Hillary. No, it's not an ad.
It's not.
Joy asked me how I dried my hair.
Because it looks amazing.
Yeah. Well, no, it looks like a country music singer. That's my vibe.
AKA volume. Amazing.
Baby.
Yeah, listen, when we're on the road, you don't want to bring 8,000 tools.
Nope.
You don't want to bring a hair dryer and curling irons and like all the things.
Yeah.
You just need Dyson air wrap.
It's true.
I'm stoked. I got to go get this.
So our friends at Dyson, if you want to partner on our show, this is your invitation.
Anyway, again, you know, honestly, not a commercial.
It's really not.
We had a strong hair episode.
Yeah,
we really did. For sure.
We
oh
really
my gosh.
Did.
Haley was feeling like, I know you guys think it was.
Mermaid hair was gorgeous.
Oh, yeah, I love that hair, Joy.
Over at the top.
Yeah, Joy is looking at herself in this episode and goes, that girl needs a haircut. And Hillary and I both just went, what?
Shush. Sacrilege.
Shush. Oh, guys, it's season 3, episode 21, Over the Hills and Far Away.
This episode aired originally on April 26th, 2006. Hillary, tell the viewers what they've won. God,
I don't even know what the hell we watched. That was such a weird episode.
They're all weird. We're getting used to it now.
Listen, it was the night before Nelly's wedding. Everyone celebrates a trick with a reenactment of their fairy tale. But one line from Peyton reveals her true feelings for Lucas. Meanwhile, Brooke sort of makes amends with Rachel and designs Haley's wedding dress.
Also sort of.
Sort of. Okay, I like that they've started to use the term Nelly in the episode, which was coined online by, you know, a fan base back then.
Yeah,
I think that's
them.
Kind of fun.
It was very cute.
That's really cute. You guys had such an amazing impact on our show. Yeah. Just making it into the script. This is weird. I have to say, all these little skits really fell flat. They could have been.
It felt like they had a conversation because Tom Wright had directed
one of our favorite directors.
One of our favorites, and it really feels like there had to have been a conversation from the powers that be with the director saying, "Look, these are high school kids putting on some skits. None of them does theater. It shouldn't feel professional. It should feel a little clunky. It should feel like kids trying to, you know, make their best effort, not professional." And it went so far in that direction that the skits were hard to watch.
Hard. Yeah. Well, they didn't even fake the audience enjoying the skits.
No, there was no laughter. There was no applause. It was just like curtain close.
Like also, a sitcom with no laughter.
Does it feel like the episode must have been running short too? Because
they
didn't cut any of the air out of any of it.
Yep, that's right.
It was just...
And why were there only, there was only like three scenes with Lucas and Moira.
Did we shoot this episode in like 4 days or some shit? Like, did we know we have the finale coming up and they're like, we got to save all our money.
Oh, yeah. You know what? Actually, that's probably a really good point.
Yeah.
I think that's probably true.
And because of the last episode was such a big basketball episode, sometimes if they had scripts like this that were very location small, like we didn't go to a lot of locations, so we didn't have a lot of moves, they would cut a day from an episode like this to add a day to a basketball episode or a stunt episode.
Or they do like the halvesy days.
Yeah.
Splits.
It feels like that. It feels like Tom Wright maybe got a little cheated.
Yeah.
And we're sorry that all of you at home did as well.
Yeah, I mean, in terms of rehearsal dinner ideas, great idea.
Super cute. And I loved our scene at the beginning.
Yeah, that was
having
fun.
The cute little chat and the little screen is up and our chemistry is so good. And then you see the recorder and you realize what Brooke's doing. And I was like, oh, I forgot about this. This is cute.
Yes.
And then the product.
The wedding dress.
It was a little lackluster.
I don't know. I mean, look, I don't love the collar, but the dress was kind of great.
I loved
the first
collar.
Dress.
Y'all, we all were just like, okay, Brooke Davis.
Yeah.
Like, when that dress came out, I didn't see the problem.
No, I didn't either.
Well, and especially with the Snow White reference, I was like, that's the Snow White collar.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I get it, too. Also, it worked on you.
Thanks. The crown was a little much.
Yeah, but the halo joke was funny.
Do
you get it? It's a halo.
It was a headband. Yeah, but it's just so strange. I don't know why the dress was so much of a problem. It was great.
I also don't know why the fight had to escalate between us so intensely.
Oh, man.
Though I guess that did become the point later.
Yeah.
Because you delivered that line in such a funny way. Like, I've never seen someone go from excited to heartbroken to enraged so quickly. And I'm just talking about me. I was like, oh, I didn't see that coming. That was funny, Haley James.
You know, I wish I'd have played that scene differently, though. I wish I had let Haley get more upset. Like, it's her wedding. And, you know, just let her have the flaw of, like, freaking out that it's not what she wanted. And it would have motivated you a little bit more, too, to freak out.
Yeah.
I'm watching it and going back and going, I could have done that better. I could have given you a little more.
My question was, why was Haley boxing? Like,
with like Gatorades in the fridge. Yeah, like she's an athlete.
From
it was it, like, we have to show that she's revved up. She's aggressive right
it was
now.
Random.
We're going to pull
it
in.
I remember it was in the script.
Yeah.
Too. It wasn't like a me being like, hey, I need something to do. Can I have like a boxing bag or something? No, it was in the script that I was. And I remember reading the script and going, oh, okay. Here's what I like about it. I like, it gives Haley a personality element. Like she's not just all about Nathan and school and wandering around like with her book bag and being forlorn about relationships. It gave her actually something that of a personal interest that she was doing. She's not really doing music a lot right now. So I like seeing her active. But it was definitely a random introduction to that.
I mean, as the next person that has to box an inanimate object in her bedroom, I'm just like, who in our writing staff? Because in season 4, I've got to take up boxing after I'm attacked.
Yeah.
And so I'm just like, who on our staff was like, guys, you know what's hot?
Girls
boxing. When girls boxing.
Like somebody had a kink that we had to fulfill. You with your little sweaty tendrils of hair.
I mean, listen,
Gatorade.
I love boxing.
Me too.
I don't know why I never got to hit up. Why didn't Brooke get to box after she got attacked all those years later?
Because we had to do it already.
Well, damn it.
You could have it. I hurt my knuckle really bad doing the boxing. Yeah, because I had sliced open my knuckle.
I remember
at
that.
The same time that I was having to do all the boxing stuff. Oh. It was stupid. Anyway, somebody had a kink about it. Because the boys aren't boxing. It would have been cuter to see the boys box.
Was it popular at the time? Did it come back in? Was it in all the magazines?
What was that Barry's like Boot Camp or something?
Or Tybo.
Tybo.
But what I wish we'd had was a little more of it.
Yeah.
It's like just a one and done.
If you're going to have a heavy bag in your apartment.
Yeah, yeah.
You've been boxing for a while. Like, couldn't we have had this cute thing
some
where.
Kind of introduction.
Maybe, you know, whether it was you or you, like somebody was into it and then the girls had this sort of activity and the boys were like, oh, shit. You know, like, oh, they're all really learning to hit.
Yeah.
Like, it could have been so funny if it had continued.
I agree.
Really
also,
random.
I don't know if we ever
broke?
See it again.
Those
either.
Things are expensive.
I know. Nathan, it could have been easy. Nathan comes home like, oh, I got my old boxing
on Craigslist.
Bag. Yeah. Or look what I found or something.
I went and took this from my mom's garage.
Yeah. And I would be like, I am not having that in my living room. We do not live in a gym.
And then he cuts to you just wailing on it. That would have been
great.
See,
it's not that hard.
It's not that hard. And it would have filled up a good 5 minutes of our episode that otherwise was wasted.
So long.
Like the breaks in
shots.
Between the skits.
That was just the long panning shot of, oh, here's another curtain and some lights. And that's a set.
And here's the next old-timey silent movie sign for what the scene is.
Right.
Also, the animation of those storybook pages turning, that looked like Reading Rainbow from the 80s.
Aww.
I was like, who? Aww. It's nostalgic, but also who did this?
Yeah. Who did
do this?
You know what's starting to irritate me about my show at this point? Is that it keeps referencing itself over and over and over again. It's like we're reliving the Nathan and Haley thing, which is like, okay, cute. It's a good device. But then also Peyton is always saying all the time, you know, someone once said to me, it's like, you know how we're just always referencing ourselves?
Yeah, it kind of felt like a whole episode of just reminding everyone where we were. Maybe it was like a recap episode before the finale.
Yeah, because we're close to the end of the season.
Yeah.
People always leave. It's like, did the music thing, like there's just, I don't know. It just felt, it feels like people are getting proud of themselves and like cute in the writer's
and
room.
A little
and
lazy.
It's like, well, wah, wah.
Aww.
But by the way, I think we could have done dynamite stuff to relive Nathan and Haley's.
Yeah.
It could have been staged better. Like if it were taking up different parts of the stage instead of.
Yeah.
Curtain open, curtain closed.
You're right that it was the episode was short. That has to be it because it should have been, yes, different vignettes on stage. The lights go out in one, they go up on the other, they go out on that one, they come up on another. Yeah, and boom, 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 we get all the shots. Everybody's laughing, ha, ha, ha. Mm. It's cute.
Yeah, you turn from the stage to the bar and it's Karen's Cafe and the character of Haley is bussing tables and, you know, Nathan walks in and orders a coffee. Like,
yeah.
There could have been all these things to make it really snappy, even keeping it in Trix, since clearly we didn't have the budget to run around town and do a scavenger hunt of memories for you guys or something. But,
I liked that Marcus made a reappearance.
Oh,
and
yeah.
He was wonderful.
Idea of giving somebody a second chance. That was really nice.
Yeah.
It was nice.
Why didn't we get to keep him? I'm so perplexed.
He was really good. He's a good actor.
Did he also book a movie with Uma Thurman?
Very sincere.
Yeah, right.
Is that where he went?
I guess so. He's very sincere.
He must have booked something. Or we
Which
just
one
worked
of us
for a
lost
bunch.
Out on that opportunity is my question. Well, like, who was going to fall in love
Daniil
with that guy?
Daniil was robbed.
Daniil was robbed. Oh my God.
They that's bonded right. in the Tudor Center, you know? Oh, like, they could have had a relationship. He could have picked her up after the Cooper of it all. And that would have been really nice.
Why did we recreate the pilot? Maybe I was like, did I have too much champagne before we watched this
because
episode?
Because we just keep referencing ourselves over and over again.
Her car breaking down and then Marcus pulling up in the tow truck and then Peyton calling Nathan for a ride. It feels like masturbation
is what it feels like.
Oh my God.
Honestly, it's just like, I'm so pleased with myself.
And it also feels like a little bit of a lazy device to get to. When Peyton says, when Nathan says, don't you usually call Lucas for this? And she goes, she's out of town. He's out of town. What about Brooke? And then it flashes to like, it's like, well, I have to tell the audience I can't call either of my two best friends because I'm in love with one and I'm going to upset the other. And it's like, so you're doing a repeat thing because Nathan's kind of joking with her, but
yeah, this was like those episodes, the sitcom, you know, Friends and Seinfeld and Who's the Boss episodes that they would always do that were like,
I like that you said Who's womp the womp. Boss. I like that you went there.
I don't know why that just came to mind.
Like an episode of Charles in Charge.
You know what I mean? Where they just like, let's just rerun everything, clips from the, it's a clip episode.
Yeah. I mean.
I was always so annoyed when I would turn on my favorite sitcom and then it was a clips episode. Yeah. I just turned it off.
Yeah, of course. There were a lot of clips. There were so many Peyton and Lucas clips. As Peyton's having her like
heavy montage.
Epiphany that she's in love with him, I was like, oh my God, heavy.
the makeout montage between Peyton and Lucas. But by the way, I will say that it did exactly what it was supposed to do. Because
yes, that's true.
Even in the last episode, I'm like, oh my God, Peyton and Jake. In the beginning of this, Peyton and Jake. And then I see like all the Peyton and Lucas stuff. And I'm like, I mean, that works too.
Yeah.
I'm open-minded. Yeah.
Well, and it is exactly to your point. It's a device that really works because we were losing Brian to go do Prime.
Yeah.
Mm. And we knew that once he worked with Meryl Streep and Uma, we blame Uma forever. We would never get him back. And the writers had to pivot. And
like so fast.
Yeah. And you have to pivot fast and you have to pivot intensely. If you've been setting up Peyton and Jake to be endgame, and now you have to go, no, no, no. Actually, Peyton and Lucas have always been endgame. They're like, and we have 46 scenes we're going to cut to in this heavy montage to prove it.
I think it was 47.
Hey, guys, they had the data.
I lost count.
They had the data.
They had the data. They were like, it's always been here. And then you know what? The audience goes, you're right. It's always been there.
It's always been there.
Friends, we need a second to talk about Squarespace. Squarespace has so many helpful and amazing tools, product features, and they make it so user-friendly. Now, one of the product features that I love is their asset library. You can upload, organize, and access all of your content from one place. With the new asset library, you're able to manage all of your files from one central hub and use them across the Squarespace platform. They also have flexible website templates, so you can get started with one of their professional website templates with designs for every category and use case. Then you just customize your look, update content, and add features to fit your unique needs. You can make any Squarespace template do what you want, so your idea, your brand, or your business stands out online on every device. Plus, they will make selling your products on an online store a breeze.
Whether you sell physical, digital, or service products, Squarespace has the tools you need to start selling online. Go to squarespace.com/drama for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, use offer code DRAMA to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. So I play this little game every morning where I leave the house looking decrepit. And then I drop my children off at school. And then I get to my office and I take out a nice, cute little bag that came with my Thrive Cosmetic order. And with just a couple of products, I'm able to look like a normal, happy, healthy human again. It's incredible. I love these products. Thrive Cosmetics has a full line of makeup to refresh your everyday look. With clean, skin-loving ingredients, their foolproof products make it easy for any skill level to apply. Now, a few of my favorite products include their incredible Infinity Waterproof Eyebrow Liner. Its easy-to-use waterproof pencil holds like wax and blends like a powder. Just line brows to give this some structure and create natural-looking strokes of hair to fill in sparse brows. It comes with a spoolie brush to lift and tame brows after applying the pencil, and there are 8 shades to choose from that adjust to your natural brow color for a perfect match every time. Now, my other favorite product, I've been talking about this forever, is the Liquid Lash Extensions Mascara. Their unique formula creates tubes around each eyelash to lengthen them. And it's super easy to remove, you guys. This is my favorite part. It just slides right off with warm water, doesn't leave smudges, doesn't pull your eyelashes out. It's incredible. Its nourishing ingredients support longer, stronger, and healthier looking lashes over time. Refresh your everyday look with Thrive Cosmetics, luxury beauty that gives back. Right now, you can get an exclusive 10% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/drama. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS.com/drama for 10% off your first order.
Friends, you are going to love Legacy Box. Legacy Box is the safest and easiest way to digitize your memories on analog media that you don't have a way to watch anymore.
With Mother's Day fast approaching, it's a great gift for the whole family. Relive moments like wedding days, first steps, or the embarrassing haircut you had in the 90s. Thank you very
much. I feel attacked.
Please don't go look at my yearbook. You guys can reconnect with your family's history and hear your grandmother's voice again for the first time. It's priceless.
And the process is really easy. You just send in your Legacy Box filled with old VHS tapes, camcorder tapes, and pictures. And then their team professionally digitizes everything by hand in the USA. And you'll get everything back on the cloud or thumb drive along with your originals.
It honestly is just the easiest thing. I loved this. When they sent ours to the house, it was like, throw all your stuff in it. It honestly felt kind of ridiculous to me. I was like, is this okay? I'm just like sending a box of all these loose goods. Like, really? I just do this? And they did such a beautiful job with like everything from our old videos, old Polaroids. It was really, really special. And I can't wait to do a round two.
And it opened up all that space on my shelf because I've got all these bins full of VHS tapes and same big photos. And just to be able to open that space up is really, really nice.
Join over 1.5 million families that have trusted Legacy Box with their memories. Just go to legacybox.com/drama to save 60% during their best Mother's Day sale ever. Legacybox.com/drama.
All right, you guys know that I have been wearing Skims for a while now. I've bragged about it. Just recently, I tried another one of their t-shirts. Now, it's the best fitting t-shirt I have ever worn. And that's because Skims makes the best basics and foundations. I get dressed every morning at 6 o'clock in the morning because the second I leave the house to take the kids to school, I'm in meetings, I'm doing Zooms, I'm driving all over the town, I'm going to Home Depot to get stuff for my yard. You know, like I'm constantly on the go. And so I want to be comfortable, but I also don't want to look like a bum. And these t-shirts are the perfect fix, you guys. They look great, they fit great, and they feel great. So shop the Skims t-shirt shop at skims.com. Now available in sizes extra, extra small, all the way up to 4X. And if you haven't yet, be sure to let them know that we sent you. After you place your order, select podcast in the survey, and select our show in the drop-down menu that follows.
Use coconut-scented Clorox Scentiva to give your home a shiny clean filled with an uplifting fragrance. With its powerful formula, you can clean confidently as its refreshing scent transforms every room in your home into an island oasis.
So go ahead and elevate your cleaning routine with Clorox Scentiva because it smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like inspiration.
Ooh, get Clorox Scentiva at a nearby retail store. Also available in grapefruit or lavender scents.
I like that she blurts it out at the end of the episode.
She's guys, like, Peyton is mentally ill. She is. Like, when we think about what's happened over the course of her story, I'm serious. This child should be in therapy.
You're like crying.
I'm laughing because I'm so uncomfortable. I just feel like my mom just told me something about one of my friends. I'm like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. That hit me so intensely. I had like a church giggle and a tear all at the same time.
This baby's mommy died, yeah. Right? Her dad's gone. She's dating Nathan, who's a nightmare. She goes to Lucas, who ends up with her best friend. Yeah. And then her mom shows up and she dies. And then it's she gets shot. And then 5 seconds later, she's dating a guy in a rock band who's like much too old for her. And then she's with Jake after this whole custody
proposing.
Nightmare. Proposing. And then she has to sit in bed with Lucas and be like, okay, I love you.
Oh,
like,
my gosh.
It is so much. And I see a lot of Peyton criticism where people are like, oh my God. And I just need to validate that opinion and be like, I get it.
Yeah.
It is so much. And this child should not be loving anyone.
Yeah.
She should just be going to therapy.
Yes. Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
That's it.
But that wasn't something we were talking about on the show. And because of the real life practical need to work around actors' availability, stories had to be bent to the cast we had.
Yeah.
And oof, what a flip. But I will say, as someone who is recently, hold. I'm gonna go on a tangent and we're gonna come back. It's all gonna connect.
Okay,
I
can't wait.
Take us on a ride.
I am not a reality TV watcher.
Are
I'm
you
not interested.
Talk about Love Island?
I sure am. I sure am. I don't watch The Housewives. I don't watch The Bachelor. I had to host Kelly and Ryan once when she was out of town with Ryan with a bachelorette. I didn't know who she was.
Oh,
I was very embarrassed.
Way to go, Soph.
It was like, it was not cool. Like, the internet made fun of me and I made fun of myself. I was like, no, I agree. I have no freaking idea what's going on here.
37 jobs.
And I just am like, it's not for me. If I'm going to watch reality TV, it's going to be like a home design
cooking show.
Maybe a cooking show. Yeah. I am so hard, like deep in the paint on Love Island UK.
Yeah.
Because it's the only one that's good.
Guys, she talked about it for hours last night.
No, I really did. I was like, I need you to know. And all I could think when Brooke came in and sat next to Peyton and Peyton said, Brooke, I think I have feelings for Lucas. I was like, you know what she's doing is she's telling the girl first. It is an ultimate sign of respect in the villa. Peyton would be supported for this choice because she didn't go to the boy first. She told the girl first. She prioritized her friendship. All I have to say is you would have done great on Love Island, babe.
Time.
In the villa.
In the villa. It's a big deal.
Show is Love Island.
It's just a big deal. Yeah. Tree Hill was our villa.
Oh my
we
God.
Were trapped together.
But you're right. Because like people were really, really mad at Peyton for like telling Brooke this. And
oh, really?
I have always struggled with that. I'm like, what are you guys talking about? Like, she didn't.
That's her best friend. She has to tell
her. She wasn't passive aggressive about it. She wasn't sneaky
she was
about
honest.
It. Like the second she was called on it, the very first person she goes to talk to about it
is
Brooke.
Yeah.
It's where the love story, babe.
That's it.
God. I mean, yeah, I don't know that Peyton loves any of these people, to be perfectly honest. I think she is just damaged.
Well, she's looking for love to fill a really intense void, and it's a void that's caused by trauma and loss and grief. And look, I think it makes sense. I can't believe you managed to be a well-adjusted human being having to play this person.
Yeah.
But you know, yeah, of course everyone was like enraged and flipped out and it was like, what a betrayal. But I actually really watching this episode back respect it because it was honest. There was no duplicity. There was no going behind Brooke's back. There were not the mistakes that these kids had made when they were younger. It was more, I've really been trying to act like this isn't my reality, but this is my reality. I can't keep it from you because I love you and it's going to hurt you, but I'm going to be honest with you because I love you. Like, that's very emotionally mature.
Yeah, there's a lot of emotionally mature stuff that these kids do in spite of all the craziness.
Yeah.
Haley showing up at Dan's door.
Oh, my God.
Like a 35-year-old.
How did you get there?
There's something I need to do.
I need to do this right now.
Yeah, I guess she drove. Do they drive? Haley drives.
I've never seen Haley drive a car.
I don't think I have either.
Yeah. I don't know what she did. Maybe she caught a taxi, one of Brooke's taxis.
TW, but I
like that you kind of like, it was like you're saying it and there was like a giggle in your voice where you're like, I know this is probably going to go bad.
Yeah.
But I love my husband.
Yeah.
So here we are.
I like that. She's being really honoring herself and the fact that she wants to be an optimist and she wants to give people the benefit of the doubt. And that's an active, you have to be active to do that. You can't, you know, that there's a passivity to cynicism. And I like that she was vulnerable and capable of just being like, okay, I'm going to do this for me and for Nathan because this is the right thing to do.
Yeah.
I think.
I might regret this, but I will definitely regret not doing that.
Yeah. But such a mature thing to do. I never would have done that. Had the balls to go up to
an adult in high school, to go up to an adult and be like, you're an ass, but I'm going to give you the benefit of the doubt. See, I feel like you totally would.
Really?
Yeah, you've always been that way. In my time knowing you, and we weren't much older than high school, you've always been like, you're a monster, but I'm going to say a little prayer for you, and I'm also going to bring you like a beautiful collage gift. Like, you've always been that way, Joy.
I will win you over.
Yeah.
I guess. I don't know. I'm trying to think about high school. I was always so intimidated by my teachers in high school.
But yeah, but in real personal relationships, not, I don't know about authority figures like that, but I would agree with Hillary. I think you've always said, I don't know that I understand your motivations right now, but I want to. I want to offer you care. I want to be willing to disagree, but figure it out.
Yeah.
And that's nice. So loving.
Good parenting. They taught me how to do it, I guess.
Speaking of parents, I super love Deb and Junk. Their scene was the only skit that I was like, okay.
Oh, yes, yeah. I wanted so much fun.
I was like, kiss her.
So I'm going Mrs. in with Scott. The open mouth.
I'm not even a senior. She did great. It was really
she did
cute.
Do great.
She and was so funny.
For Deb to be there and have Uncle Cooper not there at the party was weird.
But he's avoiding Rachel.
But he doesn't know she's going to be there. Brooke didn't invite her until that morning.
Yeah, but if I were him, anything that had to do with that the high school group, I would totally avoid purpose. I mean,
when we were in our 20s, we were,
high wasn't
schoolers.
Screwing 17-year-olds when I was in my late 20s. So, gross.
Pass.
Hard pass.
What else? What the hell happened in this episode?
What did we talk about in this episode?
Well, what's also a little tricky is because we're all together. Like, y'all, we normally do this on Zoom so we can take notes on our computers or post-it notes or random receipts, whatever we got in front of us at our desks. Like, we're together. The whole time we watched this episode, we were having snacks and drinking champagne. We have no notes.
No notes. No. No notes. They're hard. No, that's the name.
We have no notes, but a lot of criticism.
I don't know.
What did we love? I loved that Lucas got a fund from Keith. Oh, that was a nice reveal.
That was a beautiful.
I really liked that.
I choked up listening to Moira telling that.
I wish they had been in a car, though, because I would have loved to have gotten in tighter on Lucas as he really like processed that. That's a huge thing to lay on a child. And I don't know why Karen wouldn't tell him that before they went and looked at colleges. Like, why is it an Easter egg at the end of this trip where this kid is like, I guess I'll never get into these colleges that I actually want to go to.
I'll never be able to afford it. My dreams are slipping away. And she's like, actually.
Yeah.
It's like life's always a game show in Tree Hill.
Yeah.
Where it's like, surprise, there's one more prize behind the curtain.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, it really felt, again, like scenes of convenience. Mm-hmm. We had to explain why Moira and Chad were not in the episode before. Mm-hmm. So the exposition was, well, we took this trip to look at colleges, but also to find ourselves again and our hope. And I actually thought that was a lovely
Why was it
thought?
That the theme of the episode? So, sorry, I just mean like instead of having the whole thing wrapped around these weird skits. I like the skit thing. It just could have been like a 5-minute chunk of the episode and then done. Like we didn't.
It could have taken half the time.
Yeah, it would have been a cute little thing. But the fact that that was the setting and we kept jumping back and forth to get back to there, why wasn't Chad and Moira in the car? I don't know if that was that at the opening scene. I don't know. But to keep going back to them and set that setting for what the future is going to hold could have been really nice.
Yeah.
So much more dialogue could have been available for them.
Yeah, we could have had a lot more of it. And then you would have felt much more of a group of people. You know, Lucas, Karen, Marcus, Nathan and Haley. You would have really felt that all these people are really trying to move on but struggling. They're still having a hard time.
Like, what's next?
How do we do it? And are we allowed to feel joy? Are we allowed to laugh when our friends do funny things for us? And, you know, when we do and we miss the people who aren't here anymore, how do we hold both? Like, we could have asked some deeper questions and not really had to change the episode much. It feels like a missed opportunity.
All roads leading back to home.
Yeah.
And like that being the journey, it's like, how do we get back? Mm-hmm. Then the whole like time travel thing going back through Nathan and Haley's journey would have been a metaphor for that. But, you know, because Peyton's driving in, Lucas and Karen are driving in.
Could have been so much more time in the car. Truck,
you know,
Marcus has got the tow truck now. And he had that red handkerchief tucked in the back of his jeans like Uncle Keith.
Like I wasn't sure. Nod.
I wasn't sure if that was on purpose or if he just did that because he had a red rag in the truck and just felt like as a character thought, oh, I'll stick it in the back of my jeans. I don't know either. I'm sorry, guys. Like, I don't want to be down on this episode because I don't want it to be a downer for you as listeners to listen to us. Like,
here's,
I don't want us to just trash
the
episode.
Here's what I
want to
talk about. Let's talk about real life because, like, we've had to go to 3,000 weddings at this point.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. We've had to, like, sit through speeches and toasts and slideshows and all the things. What are your memorable wedding experiences?
Ooh. I know you crashed a wedding.
You
mentioned that the other day.
I sure did. It was so fun. I was so scared. And I'm still a little scared, but like, is someone ever going to yell at me for that?
Yeah, they're going to come back and find you and charge you $65 for your
I think
your
it's probably passed.
And you're still terrified.
I'm anxious forever. I mean, probably I'm thinking about it because these are the things we've done together. But I, you know, you ask about what's memorable. I think about your wedding. I think about you guys at my wedding. Like, I don't know. I think there's something really amazing about what the milestone of a wedding is and what it means to be people's community.
I like having a job at a wedding.
Mm,
do you know
what
it's
too.
Like? You get appointed with like a thing. And like Brooke does it in this episode. I don't know how Brooke Brooke makes a dress and then gets the dress rejected in the same day and then goes shopping and sees Rachel punch a mirror and then goes straight to throw the rehearsal dinner party that night. And then when Nathan
performs the whole night too, by the way.
Yeah.
Nathan and Haley come home and she's made a bedspread dress. Like, how did that happen?
How? And the bedspread, don't forget, is the material for Karen's wedding dress to Keith.
Ew. Oh my gosh.
That she made into the bedspread for Nathan and Haley and then took back to make Haley's wedding dress.
Oh,
it's like,
oh my gosh.
Brooke had all the jobs.
I mean, I love Brooke for it. It's
same.
So sweet.
I'm so impressed with her.
Such a good friend. It's so generous.
But yeah, when did she have the time?
That was, well,
all
I
the
mean,
jobs.
Look, she made an entire fashion collection
in
like 6 hours. About 10 episodes ago. So
that's true.
I think Brooke has super fast, superhuman sewing machine skills.
So I play this little game every morning where I leave the house looking decrepit and then I drop my children off at school and then I get to my office and I take out a nice cute little bag that came with my Thrive Cosmetic order and with just a couple of products, I'm able to look like a normal, happy, healthy human again. It's incredible. I love these products. Thrive Cosmetics has a full line of makeup to refresh your everyday look. With clean, skin-loving ingredients, their foolproof products make it easy for any skill level to apply. Now, a few of my favorite products include their incredible Infinity Waterproof Eyebrow Liner.
Its easy-to-use waterproof pencil holds like wax and blends like a powder. Just line brows to give this some structure and create natural-looking strokes of hair to fill in sparse brows. It comes with a spoolie brush to lift and tame brows after applying the pencil, and there are 8 shades to choose from that adjust to your natural brow color for a perfect match every time. Now, my other favorite product, I've been talking about this forever, is the Liquid Lash Extensions Mascara. Their unique formula creates tubes around each eyelash to lengthen them. And it's super easy to remove, you guys. This is my favorite part. It just slides right off with warm water, doesn't leave smudges, doesn't pull your eyelashes out. It's incredible. Its nourishing ingredients support longer, stronger, and healthier looking lashes over time. Refresh your everyday look with Thrive Cosmetics, luxury beauty that gives back. Right now, you can get an exclusive 10% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/drama. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS.com/drama for 10% off your first order.
Friends, you are going to love Legacy Box. Legacy Box is the safest and easiest way to digitize your memories on analog media that you don't have a way to watch anymore.
With Mother's Day fast approaching, it's a great gift for the whole family. Relive moments like wedding days, first steps, or the embarrassing haircut you had in the 90s. Thank you very
much. I feel
attacked. Please don't go look at my yearbook. You guys can reconnect with your family's history and hear your grandmother's voice again for the first time. It's priceless.
And the process is really easy. You just send in your Legacy Box filled with old VHS tapes, camcorder tapes, and pictures. And then their team professionally digitizes everything by hand in the USA. And you'll get everything back on the cloud or thumb drive along with your originals.
It honestly is just the easiest thing. I loved this. When they sent ours to the house, it was like, throw all your stuff in it. It honestly felt kind of ridiculous to me. I was like, is this okay? I'm just like sending a box of all these loose goods. Like, really? I just do this? And they did such a beautiful job with like everything from our old videos, old Polaroids. It was really, really special. And I can't wait to do a round two.
And it opened up all that space on my shelf because I've got all these bins full of VHS tapes and same, big photos. And just to be able to open that space up is really, really nice.
Join over 1.5 million families that have trusted Legacy Box with their memories. Just go to legacybox.com/drama to save 60% during their best Mother's Day sale ever. Legacybox.com/drama.
Use coconut-scented Clorox Scentiva to give your home a shiny clean filled with an uplifting fragrance. With its powerful formula, you can clean confidently as its refreshing scent transforms every room in your home into an island oasis.
So go ahead and elevate your cleaning routine with Clorox Scentiva because it smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like inspiration.
Ooh, get Clorox Scentiva at a nearby retail store. Also available in grapefruit or lavender scents.
Ooh, Mother's Day can be hard to shop for because there's that bad habit of buying mom things that she needs, you know, like, oh, here's some oven mitts, mom, or here's a new vacuum cleaner, mom. But Mother's Day is really about showering the woman who does so much with just a little extra love. And so Macy's makes shopping for Mother's Day easy. Macy's Mother's Day gift guide has the perfect gift to make mom feel special. Now, you can shop by price, like $25 and under, or $100 and under, or by category, like fragrance, handbags, and more. Or they have gift lists if you're really stuck, like the list for the mom who has everything, or for the plant lover, or for grandma. Some of their top Mother's Day gifts include Dolce & Gabbana Devotion Eau de Parfum, Coach Floral Printed Leather Cassie Crossbody Bag, Le Creuset Shallot Dutch Oven. It goes on and on. So whatever you need this Mother's Day, find it at Macy's. Shop at Macy's.com/giftfinder.
Hey, it's your drama queens, and we're here to tell you that choking is the 4th leading cause of accidental deaths. So let's talk about LifeVac.
It is a life-saving airway clearance device, which has saved over 1,500 lives. LifeVac is the easiest, safest, and only non-invasive choking rescue device that can save the life of your loved one.
Visit LifeVac, LifeVac.net, and enter promo code DRAMAQUEENS to save 20% and secure your home kit today.
I liked at Tyler Hilton and Megan Park's wedding, at the end of the night, it was at this vineyard. And at the end of the night, like, we had to take all the, decorations down. And I don't know that anyone had really thought it through. And so at the end of the night, like, some people had taken off in buses and Ubers and things. And I'm just there with, like, Lee Norris. And it's like, you want to tackle this shit? And there were, like, these huge garlands.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, it was just, like, huge garlands that we were, like, gathering up. And no one's wearing shoes. And it was so sweaty. And we were real drunk.
Wow.
And it was such a fun memory of, like, I don't know. Like, you go and you go to the party and you do the thing. But then the real work begins of, like, now you are a family. Now you are committed. And this is your community. And so it was a nice memory of us all just kind of, like, carrying the shit.
Aww,
like, let's just, we're all going to carry the shit out with you. And yeah. Tyler had this uncle that I really liked flirting with. And he was such a good dancer. And I was like, hey, I think it was Uncle John was his name. Yeah, we had a great time. That's, I was like, so do you want to carry this stuff together?
Yeah. Want to help me carry this garland?
Yeah. I like the sweaty parts of weddings.
Yes.
Everybody just piled into the dance floor.
Yeah, or just like, lifting up the dress so the bride can pee.
Mm. Oh my gosh. That one of my best friends was getting married and she had to pee, and I went in the bathroom with her, and somebody had put a candle on the back of the toilet.
No.
And her dress caught on fire.
No.
Oh no. What happened?
The back of it, like all the crinoline. I mean, crinoline goes fast too.
Oh, my God.
She just was in there, and then I kind of helped her gather her dress up, and it went all up around her, in her hands and up around her waist. And then I put her in the stall and shut the door, and I was just like, I'll wait. And
something smells weird.
Yeah, and all of a sudden she was like, oh no, oh my gosh, oh my gosh, Joey!
Oh no! You had to beat down the door?
Busting out of the thing.
On fire?
Yes!
Oh my God.
We just put the fire out, but she definitely got married in a dress that was like half burnt underneath.
That's terrifying.
Yeah, it was pretty scary.
That reminds me, I remember thinking, like, I've just never known a cooler person. One of my best friends from college got married, God, I don't know, 10, 12 years ago now. And another one of our girlfriends from college, we'd all lived together at USC, made her dress. She's a great designer. And it was this incredible, like, gold beaded bodice. Ooh, with, like, nice. Blue layered, huge, like, ball gown skirt.
Yes.
And we got to the reception, and she pulled out, like, fabric shears.
No.
And we cut her wedding gown into a mini dress.
Shut up.
And like, she worked in fashion, worked at magazines, is like truly the chicest person I know. And to see someone with, like, one of the most enviable fashion collections that I've ever seen be so unprecious and was just like, it's time, let's go. And like, we just hacked it off.
Yeah, that's my hot.
And she ran out on the dance floor, and I was like, this is the coolest.
I need to see that in a movie.
Like, that's what I was about to say. Yeah. It felt like a movie. And I remember being like, I'm going to write that into a scene someday.
That is so
awesome. We need to do it.
Yeah, yes. That's sexy, man. Yeah. Okay.
Spectacular.
And also, it was like the groom to watch that. Just like,
right?
Okay.
All her bridesmaids, yes, like cutting off her clothes. I was like, this is amazing. It was
a metaphor.
Cool.
Yeah.
I'm cutting off all the dead weight. We're starting anew, our brand new life together.
I did none of that. I was like, obviously so amped on making a dress that I loved.
Don't ever cut your dress ever.
No.
Your dress is fucking
it's
magical.
Amazing.
No, literally, it's amazing. I would never. But there was definitely a part of me that was like, this is my exact, like, this moment dream for us, for our family. Like, this thing tells a story. Yes. And then it was like, it's time to party. I want to be a disco ball.
And you were.
Yeah.
You were.
It's like, this is what I look like on the inside.
Glamour.
Just sequins.
How many wedding dresses did we have on our show? Has anyone ever done that tally? Because I know I wore a couple. I know Joy wore a couple.
Yeah.
How many did you wear?
I just did the one, which was actually so fun. When was it season 8 that we did my wedding? I think so. And it was really fun because I'd studied, like, when Brooke really became a fashion designer, I started going and, like, shadowing designers. I'd go to Fashion Week and I'd go meet, and I was like, I want to learn.
Wow.
I really want to know a lot about how this industry works.
Yeah.
And I worked with a designer that I really loved, and I designed Brooke's wedding dress.
What?
You did?
Yeah.
Are you kidding?
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
I love that. I didn't
know that.
Yeah. And it was the cool, like, I mean, we did it together, obviously. I can barely draw a stick figure, so the idea in my head really worked, but I wouldn't have been
you
able to make
your
it
words.
Myself.
You're
but
good
yeah,
at words.
We awesome. Did this thing together, and it, like, it just felt really special to do that for Brooke Davis.
Aww.
I was like, yeah, girl.
Good for
I'm going to be right here with you.
I love that.
I love all those personal touches. Like, I loved that you had a tattoo artist at your wedding, Hillary.
Yeah. Girl,
I loved great. It.
There's no other way. But I now, know. Now, all, like, our circle of friends all has the same tattoo. So if we ever, like, work together again, like, how do we explain that? Like,
I
Jensen,
know.
Jared, and Jeffrey all have the same tattoo now.
It's very cute.
And Daniil, Kevin, Rahm, and I all have the same tattoo now. And it's just like, okay, well, we did it.
It's a family thing.
I love
it's a
it.
Family affair. There's
you know this- who got, like, the one cell? There was a flash sheet at the wedding,
yeah.
right? And randomly on the flash sheet was, like, a praying mantis. And I was like, yeah. who's going to get the praying mantis?
Who did it?
Jeremy Sisto.
Stop.
And go. Decided to get it, like, on his torso.
Oh,
so
no.
Wow. Pulled his whole shirt off at the wedding and is, like, getting this. It was his, like, first tattoo. And he.
What?
I think he let his kid pick it out. It was, like, it was a whole thing.
That's
but
great.
I was just like, oh, of I course Sisto's the one. And yeah. now we all have forever souvenirs.
Aww, I love that. It. At the back of the museum grounds in Tulsa, there's this amazing, it's an art piece, but it's a cabin, like a
cool.
full cabin. And it's Grant and I's favorite spot at the museum. And we had talked about maybe we'll set up like a whiskey bar in the cabin that people
Ooh.
Can go find. Maybe, oh my God, I was like, Hillary and Jeff had this person doing tats at their wedding. Maybe we should have whiskey and tattoos in the cabin. And then we walked the grounds at night and realized like you had to cross a river. Like someone, it's like actually so far from where the reception was. I was like, people will get lost.
So
we will never see them again.
And they'll be drinking.
Yeah, we will leave people at the museum. It's going to turn into
adventure.
A Ben Stiller movie. And so we decided against it. But Grant was like, well, if we do that, I'll get my first tattoo at our wedding. And I'm,
man.
I kind of. That's the one
Which
regret
like
I have about it.
It's
an indie movie
yeah.
waiting to happen. Like at the end of a wedding,
right?
everybody's gone and there's like four people who are left in
who
the woods.
Who are just like, wait, like, we're lost.
We're so lost. And they just spend all night in a museum
sure.
wandering the grounds.
So what you're saying
whiskey.
Is we're going to write a rom-com about a wedding.
That's it.
Guys, right,
we
ready.
Have to.
I'm
ready.
So I play this little game every morning where I leave the house looking decrepit. And then I drop my children off at school. And then I get to my office and I take out a nice, cute little bag that came with my Thrive Cosmetic order. And with just a couple of products, I'm able to look like a normal, happy, healthy human again. It's incredible. I love these products. Thrive Cosmetics has a full line of makeup to refresh your everyday look. With clean, skin-loving ingredients, their foolproof products make it easy for any skill level to apply. Now, a few of my favorite products include their incredible Infinity Waterproof Eyebrow Liner. Its easy-to-use waterproof pencil holds like wax and blends like a powder. Just line brows to give this some structure and create natural-looking strokes of hair to fill in sparse brows. It comes with a spoolie brush to lift and tame brows after applying the pencil, and there are 8 shades to choose from that adjust to your natural brow color for a perfect match every time. Now, my other favorite product, I've been talking about this forever, is the Liquid Lash Extensions Mascara. Their unique formula creates tubes around each eyelash to lengthen them. And it's super easy to remove, you guys. This is my favorite part. It just slides right off with warm water, doesn't leave smudges, doesn't pull your eyelashes out. It's incredible. Its nourishing ingredients support longer, stronger, and healthier looking lashes over time. Refresh your everyday look with Thrive Cosmetics, luxury beauty that gives back. Right now, you can get an exclusive 10% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/drama. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS.com/drama for 10% off your first order.
Friends, you are going to love Legacy Box. Legacy Box is the safest and easiest way to digitize your memories on analog media that you don't have a way to watch anymore.
With Mother's Day fast approaching, it's a great gift for the whole family. Relive moments like wedding days, first steps, or the embarrassing haircut you had in the 90s. Thank you very
I feel
much.
Attacked.
Please don't go look at my yearbook. You guys can reconnect with your family's history and hear your grandmother's voice again for the first time. It's priceless.
And the process is really easy. You just send in your legacy box filled with old VHS tapes, camcorder tapes, and pictures. And then their team professionally digitizes everything by hand in the USA. And you'll get everything back on the cloud or thumb drive along with your originals.
It honestly is just the easiest thing. I loved this. When they sent ours to the house, it was like, throw all your stuff in it. It honestly felt kind of ridiculous to me. I was like, is this okay? I'm just like sending a box of all these loose goods. Like, really? I just do this? And they did such a beautiful job with like everything from our old videos, old Polaroids. It was really, really special. And I can't wait to do a round two.
And it opened up all that space on my shelf because I've got all these bins full of VHS tapes and same big photos. And just to be able to open that space up is really, really nice.
Join over 1.5 million families that have trusted Legacy Box with their memories. Just go to legacybox.com/drama to save 60% during their best Mother's Day sale ever. Legacybox.com/drama.
Use coconut-scented Clorox Scentiva to give your home a shiny clean filled with an uplifting fragrance. With its powerful formula, you can clean confidently as its refreshing scent transforms every room in your home into an island oasis.
So go ahead and elevate your cleaning routine with Clorox Scentiva because it smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like inspiration.
Ooh, get Clorox Scentiva at a nearby retail store. Also available in grapefruit or lavender scents.
So one of my goals for 2024 is to shop more sustainably, right? I mean, it's not just spending money and buying stuff. You can actually do a lot of good with the money that you spend. So I love being able to shop sustainably at Macy's, and I really appreciate that a big brand like Macy's is supporting small changes that make a big difference. Join Macy's in an effort to shop more sustainably with brands like Carter's Little Planet, Oak, On 34th, Elmis, and more. Plus, to bring more parks to more people, Macy's is supporting Trust for Public Lands Community Schoolyards Project. They're transforming vacant schoolyards into green spaces to help ensure healthy, livable communities for generations to come. You can donate online or in-store and learn more at macys.com/purpose.
Hey, it's your drama queens, and we're here to tell you that choking is the fourth leading cause of accidental deaths. So let's talk about LifeVac.
It is a life-saving airway clearance device, which has saved over 1,500 lives. LifeVac is the easiest, safest, and only non-invasive choking rescue device that can save the life of your loved one.
Visit LifeVac, LifeVac.net, and enter promo code DRAMAQUEENS to save 20% and secure your home kit today.
We just got home from tour. You guys, I feel like we were taken very good care of.
It was so fun.
Yeah. Yeah.
You took really good care of us, driving us around in that RV.
That's right.
Every
Uber,
time.
Uber took care of us. Yeah, they picked us up from Uber. every hotel. Well, in fact, when Hillary had to park the RV on the other side of the George Washington Bridge in New York, because in Jersey, because she didn't want to drive the RV in New York City, understandably.
I think there was no place to put the RV
in New York City.
God bless
Uber. Yeah, so we parked the RV in Jersey and then in Fort Lee, and then Uber like shuffled us over
those
into the city.
Those sweet guys who pulled up in those SUVs to pick us up were like, what's going on?
What
we were like, hi, we're on a road trip, but we need to go to the city.
All in ropes. I'm like, what have I gotten myself into? But then we got to the Omni in four of our cities, and it was just so nice and luxurious. Mm. Thank you so much, Omni.
We have listener questions.
Oh, yeah,
we
sure do. Okay. Oh, this is great because we are talking about our weird hobbies. Mary wants to know, y'all said you have so many weird hobbies. What's the weirdest? What's your favorite? Which ones do you still do today?
Hmm. I mean, what's your definition of weird?
I used to knit. Remember when I would knit
on
set?
Oh my God, Joy, you knitting.
It was
so good.
It's not super weird, I guess, but maybe for like a 20-year-old it is.
I will say, I do wish that I could knit.
You could. You just have to learn how to cast on.
Right, but I just don't know how. But like, knits are expensive. I saw a sweater recently that I wanted and I picked it up and I was like, I'm sorry, this is a $950 sweater.
Good Lord.
I bet I could knit this. And then I was like, actually, I couldn't,
but
I'm not going to buy it.
Maybe
you could.
Joy, here's the pattern.
I don't know. What other hobbies? What hobbies do we have? I kind of like, well, Hillary, you and I both like taxidermy, though we don't do it.
Yet. But we,
well,
you got some geese that are waiting for stuffing.
Listen, I went out to the pool with my kid the other day and found a snake skin out by our pool.
Mm.
And I just brought it inside and I just kind of, I don't know, decorated with it. And I put it on a plant. And I didn't realize how upsetting it would be to like other people in my house. But yeah, if you don't have dead things everywhere, how do you know you're alive?
I love that.
Have you been to Madame Desrolles in Paris?
The very first convention we ever did, I was like, sorry, everyone, I have somewhere to be.
Yes.
I love that.
Do you know what this place is, Madame Desrolles?
That's the cool, like museum-y looking place with all the taxidermy,
yes,
right?
Yes, yes, yes. Okay. It's unbelievable. And you can buy it all. It's all for sale. It's so beautiful. All the entomology, all the bugs, all of
I love all the bugs.
Yeah, so many birds and beautiful animal. It's just incredible.
I have this cool Lucite paperweight. It's a rectangle. I don't know. What's that? It's three by 4 inches maybe with this huge beetle in it from the 50s.
Gorgeous.
Ooh. I love it.
So beautiful.
And I want more. And then I'm like, but how many? When does it get weird? If there's just little squares with bugs all over my house. Like,
well, put them all up on the bathroom wall or something.
Yeah, creep maybe I out. Need one of those big framed things. I don't know.
Yeah. Do that.
Do you guys remember the hobgoblin that was in my house in North Carolina?
On the bar.
Yeah. So there's this artist that works with Guillermo del Toro all the time named Thomas Kubler. And I collected his work when we lived in Wilmington because like all the like Anne Rice and Trent Reznor did. And I wanted to be cool. So he makes these very realistic looking like goblins and demons and circus freaks and like, you know, that kind of stuff. And I decided that I was going to too. Like, I was going to do it. And so, like, went to Michael's, got all the Sculpey.
No.
Got, like, I all, like, the stuff to make dolls. And when Matt Brookman, remember, worked on our crew, he's an electrician. They were having a baby, and they'd made so much fun of my hobgoblin, so I made a hobgoblin for their baby as a baby. And their dog ate it. He was like, we don't need this in the house.
But I
was always really into that, and... So then during the pandemic, when Jeffrey and I were doing Friday Night In, we had Ray Seahorn from Better Call Saul on our show. And she was like, oh, hey, sorry, we're in my workroom. I make these dolls. And I was like, shut up. You're my person.
Oh, my gosh.
You're my person.
I make these dolls.
Yeah, sometimes you just have to make a little demon doll.
You know?
That's not weird.
It's interesting. I've definitely never made a demon. But I've gotten really into taking old vessels, like random old bowls or old vases, and covering them in air clay and then spraying them in like textured terracotta spray paint or like textured concrete spray paint. Or
you put plants in it? Or
like I am fully in my coastal grandmother era in such an intense way.
I'm going to put succulents in these.
Oh, I'm like, I'll just put eucalyptus leaves in there in my bathroom. It'll smell like a spa. It's like such a weird hobby, but I saw this video on TikTok and then my friend Sammy and I immediately started doing it. And we were like, well.
You made those mushrooms.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You like show me a video TikTok of a craft and I'm like, I feel
seen.
I'll see
you in a year. Goodbye.
The other weird thing that I do, and I do this all the time, and I think it became like a set hobby because, you know, we live away from home so often. I don't have
trailers.
Yeah. Like I don't have all my stuff with me. I have so many secret Pinterest boards for homes that I do not own, probably never will, that I've decorated completely. Like if I ever had a barn in upstate New York, it would look like this.
Yeah.
If I ever had a house in Taos, New Mexico, it would look like this. If I were to live on the lake in Austin, Texas, this is what my house would look like. Like Gulf Shores, Louisiana.
Late at night when you're laying in bed.
This is how I unwind.
Yeah.
When I get home from set and it's like 2 a.m. and I'm amped because I've had 7 coffees. I'm like, let me just design a house real quick.
You have got to meet my friend Mireille. You know Mireille Enos?
Yes.
Okay. So this is what she does late at night. She just sits and goes on Pinterest. And I ask her, I talk to her about TV shows all the time. And I'm trying to like, have you seen this? Have you seen this? She's like, Julie,
no.
All I want to do when I go to bed. Pinterest. I have 2 kids. I have a very busy life. All I do when I go to bed is just Pinterest. That's all I want to do is decorate. It's just decorate houses and just make boards. And
I can't wait to talk to her about this.
Oh yeah.
It's like
I have boards of tiles, wall treatments. It's truly the thing.
I
feel a little high just talking to you about it.
Oh my gosh.
Like
I love it.
I feel like my pupils are dilating. I'm just like, whoa.
We have a follow-up question.
Okay.
That Have you ever played an interior designer?
Oh, you should.
Yeah, no, but I'd
the
like to.
The question is from Lucille. She says, what's your top favorite TV film character you've ever played? Would it be your OTH character or whatever? But yeah, you should play an interior designer.
How are you not
and
at this
like
point?
You should build a brand while you're playing your interior designer.
I don't disagree
so that
with
you. Could launch that.
Yeah.
When I'm like, the movie can comes I out. Just go do one of those cheap TV
women?
Shows where I do makeovers for people who deserve them of their homes?
Yeah.
I would literally love nothing more. I would be so happy.
Yeah. Do it. Do it. You should.
That's an easy sell.
We're putting it out there, folks.
Okay. Dyson, HGTV, yeah. Both of you, call
yes,
us.
Yes. 100%.
It's a really interesting question, though, that Lucille asks. I can't pick a character.
Yeah.
Because to me, it feels like choosing between friends.
Yeah, I agree.
They're not like on paper to us. They're people.
I mean, I can say when I had the most fun.
Who would you hang out with?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
If you could hang out with any character that you've ever played, who would it be? Like if you had to call someone and be like, yo, girl, we're going out tonight. I'll pick you up.
You know what? I did a movie called Unexpected Christmas. It's a cute little Christmas movie. And I really liked that character.
Aww.
And she was fun and weird. And like, I would hang out with her. I can't remember what her name was. Jamie was the guy. And my character's name was... Dang, it's gone. I don't know.
So you never talk to yourself. It's so much harder to remember your own character's names. It's so much easier to remember
the
dude.
It's so true.
Yeah. I mean, I can't even remember all the shit we've done at this point.
Should we spin a wheel?
I think we should.
Yeah. All right, most likely to lock their keys in their car.
You're looking directly at
no,
me.
No, I'm not.
Knowing that I had to call the fire department once when Maria was in the backseat.
No.
Yes.
Joy, that's so scary.
I know. I was in West Hollywood. I just got out of the car and she, you know, it was fine. There was no, I was perfectly willing to break the window and it was very quick. The fire department was very close. I wasn't in the middle of nowhere. It was fine.
But that's it. You don't want to break the window because then there's glass all over your baby. Like,
yeah, I would have broken the driver's side window and gotten her. Ooh. She was all the way. You know, like, it's fine. But it was definitely a moment of like, oh, I can never, ever do this again.
That's
scary. It's scary.
You also start to realize your muscle memory. Like, you've spent your whole life getting out of your car, slamming the door and clicking the button.
Yeah.
You had a brand new baby.
Yeah.
And you're just, your body clicked the button. Or click the button on the door. You know what I'm saying? You like open it, you click it, you shut. And suddenly.
Too many things in my
brain. Oh my
God.
Everything is different now.
Yep.
What a moment.
Yeah. For all you moms out there who've done that, you're not alone.
Yeah. I mean, we did a storyline about that on our show.
Oh, we did?
Way in later seasons. We sure did.
Oh my gosh. That's right.
It was a big scandal. Ooh. You have not seen the episode. Hillary will get there in 5 years.
I have no idea what happened. I'm sitting here like, what?
You're like, what?
Am I going to have to look this up on Wikipedia?
Yeah. You know when I give people the daggers of death?
Yeah.
I had to do that to sweet, sweet Austin because it was like in our storyline.
Oh.
And like, even I felt bad. That is an episode I remember watching. And I watched my face make the face in the shot coming down the hospital hall. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh man, I would not want to be on the receiving end of that face on that person. And it happens to be my face. And I'm uncomfortable.
Done. All right, you guys. We've got a big wedding coming up, I think, in the next episode.
Yeah. We're getting ready for it. I hope you guys are all psyched and ready.
Next episode's the finale of season 3, you guys.
Oh my God, we did it!
We did it!
We've been going and going and going. And we're just going to keep going.
We've done it.
Thank you for hanging out with us, everybody.
Thanks, everyone.
We'll see you next week.
Hey, thanks for listening.
Don't forget to leave us a review. You can also follow us on Instagram at DramaQueensOTH.
Or email us at DramaQueens@iHeartRadio.com. See you next time.
We're all about that high school drama girl, all about them high school queens. We'll take you for a ride in our comic girl,
drama girl,
cheering for the right team.
Drama queens, drama queens,
smart girl, rough girl, fashion, but you're tough girl, you could sit with us, girl.
Drama queens, drama queens, drama queens, drama, drama queens, drama queens.
Friends, it is the season of Cheers. Shop the largest selection of wine, liquor, beer, mixers, and more delivered in as little as 1 hour. hour.
Oh, that's so easy. Minibar Delivery brings the wine and liquor store to the palm of your hand. As featured in Rolling Stone, People, the New York Times Magazine, their app is loaded with party essentials, gifts, cocktails, entertaining tips, and the perfect finishing touch to any life moment.
And you'll get $10 off your first minibar delivery order with code IHEART. Get minibar delivery on the go, available on iOS or Android.
Is it hoarding if it's boots? I don't think so. A woman can never have too many pairs of boots. It's the perfect gift for your loved ones and for yourself. So, this festival and concert season is all about boots. Everybody has to show up in style, and Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert with all your friends. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Hey, it's your drama queens, and we're here to tell you that choking is the fourth leading cause of accidental deaths. So let's talk about LifeVac.
It is a life-saving airway clearance device, which has saved over 1,500 lives. LifeVac is the easiest, safest, and only non-invasive choking rescue device that can save the life of your loved one.
Visit LifeVac, LifeVac.net, and enter promo code DRAMAQUEENS to save 20% and secure your home kit today.
What if we told you that April showers bring more awesome savings on all-inclusive beach vacays? That sounds better, right? So Cheap Caribbean Vacations semi-annual sale is helping you rein in an extra $200 off your next booking of four nights or more. That means you can score site-wide deals on your favorite beaches like Cancun, Aruba, Jamaica, and more now through the end of April. Don't wait. The semi-annual savings only comes twice a year. So go to CheapCaribbean.com to do your deal and save $200 on your next vacay.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
Boy, I've spent definitely a significant amount of time in therapy in my life. And I think there's just so many layers to life that can be hard to navigate. And having somebody there to just talk through things really makes the days easier sometimes.
It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you. And how you manage them can make all the difference. That's why everyone should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through.
BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, and more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you.
Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com.